From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. Well, the bad news is the Dow fell again today. It lost almost 3.5% of its value. The relative good news is that the U.S. stock market did better than other markets around the world. Tokyo was down 9%, London 5%. So far this month, the sell-off has erased $10 trillion from global stock values. Here's NPR's John Itzde to try to explain what's behind the relentless downward pressure.
John Makin, chief economist for the huge hedge fund Caxton Associates, says the fundamental reason for the massive sell-off is investor fears that the U.S. and the world are entering a severe recession spawned by the global credit crisis.
What we're seeing here is what I would call a rolling and accelerating adverse feedback loop. The world is heading for a very sharp recession. That tends to feed back again on hurting credit markets more, which in turn can feed back and hurt the real economy more. And that process has been playing out so rapidly that people in the marketplace and people in the economy have become extrapolative and said, if this keeps going, we can have a global depression.
That's not what Makin is predicting, but he does think the U.S. recession will be deeper and longer than normal. He's expecting unemployment of around 8% and a shrinking economy through 2009. David Kotok, chairman of Cumberland Advisors, a money management firm, looks for a less severe recession. The reason? The huge amounts of money governments have poured into the financial system.
History would show that when the government and its agencies and the central bank are massively stimulative, you get a shorter, shallower period, and then you begin to improve.
Kotok believes the sharp market decline of the past few weeks is in large part a function of forced selling by hedge funds. He says hedge funds borrowed huge amounts to buy stock indexes and bought credit default swaps as insurance against potential losses. But for many, the insurance disappeared when Lehman Brothers, a counterparty to many of the swaps, collapsed. That meant as the markets declined sharply, hedge funds had to sell those stocks to pay their debts and to pay off investors pulling out of the funds.
We saw $43 billion withdrawn from hedge funds in the month of September. That doesn't represent $43 billion of sales. Forced selling, that represents $43 billion of cash that exits. The leverage on that $43 billion might have been 10 or 20 times.
So the value of stock that had to be sold was 10 or 20 times $43 billion. But Kotok believes this kind of selling is peaking right now. He believes it will leave U.S. stocks at levels that represent good values for investors. John Makin isn't so sure.
It's not a matter of whether you're called a hedge fund or whether you're called a pension fund, there's a rush for the exits here, which is tending to be self-reinforcing.
Makin says normal price-to-earnings valuations aren't necessarily relevant in the current market, where even companies like General Motors are being priced with the possibility of bankruptcy in mind. John Itzde, NPR News, Washington.